Lady Macbeth, the Greek priestess Io, Ophelia. In the midst of very new theater works, this year's Fringe Festival also features some familiar literary women, though transported far away from their original stagings. Their appearance highlights how much women's roles in society have changed, and in other ways, how little. WHYY's Kimberly Haas reports.
When playwright Amanda Coffin decided to base a new work on mental health issues and their stubborn stigmas, women's concerns rose to the surface.
The idea that there is still something like histrionic personality disorder that someone could be labeled with today, which is, of course, a throwback from when women were diagnosed with hysteria.
To demonstrate that much has not changed, Coffin turned to some female characters who have been around for a long time. Bedlam, Shakespeare in Rehab, ponders the question, how would the bard's women be diagnosed today?
We wanted to look at the idea of modern mental health and the stigmas that are attached to that, particularly for women. The characters in each of these plays have been given certain labels. The most frequent characters that come to mind when you look at madness would be Ophelia and then probably Lady Macbeth. So we wanted to explore what that meant and whether that is a valid diagnosis for them to be quote unquote mad.
I think it says more about our attitudes toward women than it does about mental health in general.
Barbara Lonquist teaches English at Chestnut Hill College.
The melancholy woman, the hysterical woman. Men never suffered from hysteria. It was a women's condition.
Similarly, the subject of suicide prevention inspired another play with another of Shakespeare's women. Drowning Ophelia is being staged by Ensemble Atria and Eager Risk Theater. Victoria Ray Sook plays Jane, a 21st century woman grappling with emotional troubles.
She deals with loss and grief and her mental health issues through talking to her imaginary best friend, who happens to be Ophelia, as written in Hamlet.
While in Bedlam and Drowning Ophelia, the heroine's characters stay intact as they're transported into a modern setting. In another Fringe show, Exile 2588, the personality of Io from Greek myth is updated. Nick Gillette is co-founder of the presenting company, Almanac Dance Circus Theater.
We've taken a number of liberties with the original myth. The original is Io as a figure is so passive. She is seduced, she is exiled, she is punished and tortured by gadflies and is driven across the world. We've kind of altered that to allow her to begin with just a little more agency of the ability to get herself into the trouble that she'll eventually be able to overcome.
Some women are so distinctive, even just the name can be a launching pad.
Colette was a trailblazer. She was a strong woman, iconic. She did things other women didn't do, and she challenged the norm.
Celeste Walker has written and is performing Colette Reloaded in this year's Fringe Festival. Though her Colette character is not the French author, Walker says she was still an inspiration in this story of a woman's battle within herself.
Maybe subconsciously I was calling upon the French Colette to help me with this struggle. Everybody has this kind of alter ego within oneself. Wanting to be accepted, wanting to be loved, wanting to be a good girl with the need to express yourself and need to be your own person.
Updated or not, why do these female characters still resonate so strongly over the centuries? Barbara Lonquist thinks they represent enduring and adaptable archetypes.
Her story becomes a kind of screen that people can project onto. Each culture, each age projects what they want to see.
Yet some of the very traits that make these women memorable ultimately lead to their downfall.
Strong women, they're remembered as troublesome. I guess liberated women often couldn't be happy in the end.
All four plays are part of the Fringe Festival, underway now in locations around Philadelphia. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.